こんにちは。
こんにちは。
このポッドキャストでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントをしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能でスピードを調整できますので試してみてください。バイリンガルニュース18日間連続 iTunes 総合ランキング1位です。イエーイ。
Every day
Every day, every day. single day.
All day, every day.
All day, all night. ちょっと毎回、ごめんねみんな。でも、言うよこれは、1位落ちるまで。Yay! This is so awesome.
Talk about the mention.
Yeah, so, あと、another awesome news. 爆笑問題さんの、ラジオ番組カーボーイで3週連続でバイリンガルニュースの話をしてもらいました。イエーイ、奇跡じゃない。3回話してもらえると思わなかった。
yeah, yeah.
1回で終わりかと思った。
It's nice.
ね、でなんかさ、 Facebook とか Twitter とかいろんなところで、何、ちょっとマミとマイケルがカーボーイに出てほしいなみたいなこととかをいろんな人に言ってもらうんだけど、カーボーイさ、なんかいっぱいゲストの人呼んでるじゃん、過去とか。
I only been listening to the ones on iTunes. The...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My point is,、yeah. うちらみたいなさ、なんか何でもない人っていうか、普通の人をさ、yeah. ゲストに呼んだこと多分ね、史上一回もないから、ちょっとどうなんだろうって思ってるけど、もしこれ聞いてたら、関係者の人、マミとマイケルいつでも準備できてます。
準備できてないよ。
いや、準備なしだから、基本、
yeah.
基本ちら準備なしだから。でもね、そのツイッターとかフェイスブックでも、カーボーイを聞いて、バイリンガルニュース来ましたって言ってくれてるカーボーイ組の皆さんがいるのでありがたいです。あと最近気づいたんだけど、何、ワーホリでオーストラリア行ってる人たちが結構聞いてくれてるみたいで。
え、What's Wahori?
Working holiday?
Oh.
Visa?
You call that Wahori?
Yeah, Wahori.
I see those in restrooms of izakaya when I'm
Oh, yeah.
I'm drunk. I only see Wahori when I'm drunk.
Yeah, 広告ね。そう、でもそう、オーストラリア。チームオーストラリア。Hi! What's up, guys?
You're on the other side of the freaking planet.
Yeah, もう冬でしょ、今多分。
Yeah.
そう、ありがとうみんな。
I guess.
海外にいる日本人の人たちにも聞いてもらえて嬉しいです。ね、あんまり予想してなかったからね、ちょっとびっくりしたんだけど。
Yeah, I saw some tweets from like people with kangaroo names. Kangaroo なんとか。
Yeah, this one girl, right?
なんとか kangaroo.
そう、そのなんとかカンガルーちゃん。This girl.女の子ね、何回か話させてもらったんだけど、ブログにも書いてくれて。
Oh, really?
そう、ありがとう。ここでちょっとお礼を言っとこう。そう、他にもみんないっぱい話しかけてくれてありがとうございます。これからもよろしくお願いします。っていうわけで、あ、そう、昨日ね、たまたまマミ六本木で遊んでたんだけど、夜中に。前に、バニティが、ガサ入れされた話をしたんだけど、
いや。
昨日まさに六本木の大きい通りにある方のガスパニックが思いっきりガサ入れされているところを目撃してしまいました。すごいよ、もう There were so many cops.
This is mommy's original reporting coming straight to you.
そうだよ、すごかったよ、テレビも入ってたし、もうおまわりさんも超大量に溢れてて、そう、こんなにいるみたいな、なんか何もしてないおまわりさん超いっぱい道に立ってて、 They're just there, you know.
Are you hungover?
No, I'm not.
Were you at the tequila party? You didn't even invite me to the tequila party. She had the tequila party all by herself.
No, I didn't.
I didn't even get invited.
I didn't. I was
I should just kill myself.
I was only drinking vodka.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't give me headache or anything.
No tequila?
No tequila. まだテキラ祭りやってないかね。ちょっと1位が1ヶ月ぐらい続いたら やろうか。酔っ払いながらポッドキャストやる。
You're gonna invite me? There you go.
Let me think about that. If you only
Damn.
behave.
Damn, shut me out.
はい、じゃあ本当のニュース。本当のニュース1個目いきます。ゲイメリッジのすごいいいニュースなんですけど、 7月17日に UK で同性婚が合法化されました。イエーイ !Yes, yes, yes! This is so exciting! 2014年にはもう成立するっていうことで、もともとね、保守派っていうことで知られるデイビッド・キャメロン首相がもともと、これをやろうって言い出したんだけど、まあ、UK といってもイングランド、ウェールズだけ。で、スコットランドとアイルランドはまだ合法ではないんだけど、まあ、年金制度とかコンピューターシステムとかをこれから改定していって、2014年にはもう同性婚ができるようにするっていうことです。
So, more gay people can get married now in this particular part of the world, England, Wales,
yes,
in the UK. And so far it's 13 countries, 13 countries worldwide have fully legalized it. And two countries partially. Is that right? Two countries partially?
Yeah, US and
so
Mexico.
Far. Yeah, the US and Mexico. And then there's 11 countries in transition. This does not include Japan, as far as I know.
No way. So, これは、ヨーロッパで10カ国目の合法化で、世界で見ると、まあ、13カ国。プラス、US とメキシコが、まあ、州によっては合法、州によっては非合法ということなんだけど、今回ちょっとイギリスが合法化して面白かったのは、もともと、フランスとイギリスって結構、まあ、なんかいろいろお互いちょっとさ、ジョーク言ったりブラックジョーク言い合ったりするじゃん。でフランスはだいたい昔からこう自由の国みたいな感じでパックスとかもあるし、でイギリスはそれに対してまあ保守的でちょっと古臭いみたいな感じで、フランスはずっとイギリスのことをそれをバカにしてたんだけど、この同性婚の合法に関しては、何、フランス前のポッドキャストでフランスの同性婚の話した時すごいデモがあったって言ったじゃん、
うん、
でもイギリスは逆にこう古臭いって言われてたにもかかわらず結構すんなり、世論的にはこうあまりデモとかも起きずにスッと通ったっていうことで、もうフランスはイギリスのことバカにできないねっていう。
Well, on this particular issue.
Yeah, on this particular issue.
So where does Japan land on all of this?
日本に関しては、大きい党政党で言うと自民党は反対で、民主党はね、これ意味が分からないけど分からないっていう回答。
Like, 確かに分からない。
No opinion. No opinion.
I don't think, I don't think the government should have an opinion.
で、どうせ、well, opinion as in like 合法した方にした方がいいか良くないかっていうね。Like,
yeah.
You should have an opinion.
I was trying to be clever. I'm sorry.
で、まあ合法にした方がいいってはっきり言ってるのは社民党と維新の会なんだけど、今年3月にニュースになったけど、東京ディズニーランドは、同性のカップルのウェディングをやってくれる、やりますよって言って、うん、実際その3月にそれが行われたんだけど、だからまあ進んでるかな、進んでないかな、まあ政治的には進んでないけど、
It's very puzzling to me because I see the vast majority of the opposition to gay marriage as being from a religious angle.
Yeah.
And Japan being a very secular, having a very secular society, a non-religious society for
right.
the most part.
Exactly.
It's very puzzling to me that there hasn't been more progress or, at least development in this,
yeah.
this aspect of.
なんかこれマミはずっと言ってんだけど、アジアで合法化がもう終わってる国、もう住んでる国ってないから、日本がさっさとやればアジアで一番になれるわけよ。でこれさ、世界的に見たら This is a trend, right? This is a trend. So,
yeah.
そのトレンドにもう乗っかってさっさとやっちゃえば、アジアで一番目にやりましたって言って進んでるところをアピールできるわけだから、さっさと日本はねやった方がいいと思うけど、多分これが進まないのはあんまりそれがイシューとして表面化にされてないからなんだよね。他の国だとこうゲイパレードとかさやって like gay people are more open about it, right? In like they speak up
in other countries.
Yeah, in other countries, but not in Japan compared to, the other regions or countries. So あんまりそれがイシューとしてみんなの中にこう意識 の中にないっていうのがあると思うけどね。
It's also weird because Japan is really liberal with sexuality.
Yeah. そうだから本当はね、日本みたいにそういうキリスト教がそんなに強く根付いてない国。
Well, not really. Well, just Christianity.
Yeah, or
but,
I mean
or all those.
Yeah, any religion, but like
Abrahamic. Based religions are that way.
そう、それ、そういうのが根付いてない国は本当はね、あの、まあ、世論の賛成を得やすいはずだから、日本もこう、もうちょっと政府がプッシュすれば、もうそんなに大変なことではないとは思うんだけど。
It seems like Japan is a lot more accepting of transsexuals, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we kind of talked about it in other podcasts, I guess, about how, like,They're on TV and stuff in Japan.
Transsexuals.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is Matsuko Deluxe? Is he a transsexual or is...
We have to ask.
Is Matsuko Deluxe a transsexual or just like a cross-dressing man? Or what?
それ本人に聞かないと分かんない。
I actually thought it was a woman for the longest time.
Really?
I had no idea. No, I found out like recently, and I was so shocked.
もう普通におばさんだと思ってたってこと?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, she always jokes about himself.
You have to be consistent. You have to pick one or the other.
I know. 難しいよね。でも。I don't know. でもなんか春の愛ちゃんとかはさ、もう女の子じゃん。
Yeah, nobody really hates on her. Does she?
No.
No one hates on her, right?
No.
But there's so much opposition to gay marriage.
日本?
Isn't there?
I don't think so.
At least, yeah. I mean, like at a government level.
反対っていうよりも、ただめんどくさいのとも、この例えば UK のケースもさっき言ったけど、年金制度とかコンピューターシステムも全部変えなきゃいけないから、それでもうタックスが3億円ぐらいかかるんだって。Which is like 300 million yen. だから、なんだろう、いろいろこう、ペーパーワークが発生しちゃうわけじゃん、それをすることによって。だから、
You're saying it's a paperwork issue?
It's complicated, you know?
I know. It's,
it's
well,
not just about the concept.、
I'm, so you're saying the system for...That sort of like a like kaizen or improvements. The system is what's flawed in Japan, not society. Society doesn't have a problem with it. It's a government issue. Because it's the reverse.
I mean, it's hard to, in a lot of places. It's hard to choose, but なんかそんなにすごいオポジションがあるわけじゃないと思うよ。日本は別に。
But Japan
is
made.
やめた方がいいみたいな。
But Japan is made.Very little progress. Taiwan is ahead of Japan when it comes to this particular issue.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, this is because issue としてみんなが捉えてないから。It's just people are just indifferent at this moment because they don't think it's an issue because it's not relevant to them. It's not relevant to majority of people. You know.あとやっぱりうちら東京にいるからちょっとこういう感じだけど田舎に行くとやっぱりよく聞くのはそういうなんていうの友達にやっぱり自分がゲイだってカミングアウトできない
Doesn't Japan have a history of homosexuality that goes back like
Yeah
thousands of years?
あるよ、
like、
なんかお殿様
the samurai were like doing gay stuff
Samurai っていうかお殿様ね Like prince and stuff Like お殿様が可愛い男の子をこうはべらして、まあ、ちょっとセクシュアルな。とかはあるけど、でも、
それ I don't know nearly enough about gay samurai.
でもそれどこの国でもそうじゃん。Like, ギリシャとかさ、ローマとかもみんなやってたし。
Yeah.
でもかといって別に昔やってたからって今みんな賛成してるわけじゃないから。It's hard to say, but hopefully, I mean...何南アフリカとかあとアメリカ大陸そのアルゼンチンだったりアメリカだったりカナダとかメキシコとかで、まあ、ヨーロッパももう10カ国合法化してるわけだからアジアももうちょっとねあの進む早く進むといいなと思ってんだけど、
うん、
OK Next topic、ちょっとね以前あの超熟女専門のデリヘルの話をしたんだけど今回ちょっと違う 違うフェチこの間台東区のデリヘルが売春法違反で摘発されました。で今回は熟女じゃなくて平均体重が100キロの20代から50代の女性31人が在籍していて、2010年8月から4億円を稼いでいたということです。で、まあ、女性の中には150キロ以上の人も入ってて、前のね熟女のやつは確か60分9000円だったんだけど、これは60分1万5000円だって、ちょっと高いね。
Yeah, that is expensive. That's odd. So in Taitoku, 31 women in this one、
mm-hmm.
with an average weight of 100 kilograms. Now, what do you call these? I know it's called delivery health.
Yeah.
Or
Derihiru.
Derihiru in Japanese, but what would you call this? Like a prostitution ring in English.
It's like call girl service. Or、mm. escort service.、
Mm. Okay, so an escort service involving 31 women with an average weight of 100 kilograms, which is pretty heavy,、
yeah.
especially in Japan. With some girls over 150 kilograms.Was busted, and it was a $4 million operation, and that's been running since 2010.
Yep, so it's been like 3 years. 面白いのはさ、なんかやっぱ日本って日本の女性で500キロ超えてるって結構150キロとか言うとちょっと珍しいじゃん。だからこういうビジネスが成り立つんだよねきっと。
I'm surprised that there's that much demand for it. No offense
でもさ、なんか何こういうニッチなさ、
yeah.
何とこに行くとやっぱデマンドあるんじゃない、
mm, there's some weird
やっぱもう超熟女とか超太いだ専門とか、だって150キロって言うとちょっともうぽっちゃりは超えてるもんね。
yeah. Yeah.
しかも50代でさ150キロとかって結構本当ニッチなフェリッシュだよね。
Yeah, they.
これ痩せたら首になったりするのかな。
What kind of question is that?
でもそうじゃない？多分。
I guess.
あんまり体には良くないよね。
I guess, but I mean, if you lose weight, you probably have an established clientele that you know.
でもどういうお客さんの層が多いんだろうね。やっぱ自分は痩せてんのかな。
I don't even see women that are like 150 kilos.
そう、日本はね、本当あんまり珍しいからでも、だからこそこういうとこが儲かるんじゃないの。
I don't even see women that are 100 kilos.
Yeah.
Do you think it's women, like women are putting on weight for the purpose of working here? Do you think that is happening?
わかんない。まあそういう子もいる、まあ40キロぐらいからいきなりここで働くために100キロになった子はいないと思うけど、さすがに。でも例えばさ95キロぐらいでもうちょっと太ればここで働けるかなみたいな子はいたかもね。
Well, the average is 100.
Yeah.
So there's, I mean, a lot of the girls were under 100, right?
ギリギリね。なんかそのニュースのソースによっては90キロとかだともう痩せすぎみたいな、
Really?
Yeah. まあそのこういうね、あのインダストリー、
so,
インダストリーっていうか、
did they have like an office? Like how is this operated?
It's Derihiru, so
they come to you.
They come to you, like
so they just go from their own home to your place.
I think so. まあ私働いたことないからわかんないけど、どっから来るのかわかんない。家から来る。
Like how do they bust these people though? Because you know what I mean, like.
They
bust into an office and then they find documents with like names on them.
Yeah, 多分最初にバスするときは1個のケースだと思うよ。前のときもそうだけど。
So they bust one girl.
Yeah, they bust
then...
one girl with one customer and then、まあ、その女の子は所属してるわけじゃん。で、給料とかも払われてるわけだから、mm. その会社自体を摘発しちゃえば。
Mm.
でもそう、大体その前の熟女のときもそうだった。1個のケースでまず捕まえてそこから広げるみたいな。
So far we've got the 100 kilo、
mm-hmm.
Delivery health、
mm-hmm.
And what was the other one we did?
熟女 Cougars, like old women.
Oh yeah, yeah.
他になんかないかな、誰か知ってる人いたら教えてほしい。
see, this is, foreigners see stuff like this, and then they're like, oh, the Japanese are so crazy. Like, they're always doing like really weird sexual stuff.
思うんだけど、日本でこのサービスができたのってさ、海外だと多分さ、100キロぐらい超えてる prostitutes いっぱいそうじゃん。
Yeah.
So, like, it's like you call the service and then you're hoping that you won't get one of those 100 kilo 以上の子, right? But here in Japan, but here in Japan, it will never happen. 普通のところに行ったらさ、絶対細い子が出てくるじゃん。
No, I mean, they typically women that large aren't working in that industry, right?
In Japan?
No, in Western.
That's so not true. なんかだってメキシコのさ、プロスティチューツの写真とかよく見るけどさ、普通に結構。
Why? What are you looking at?
え、なんかよくあるの
何見てんの
よくあるの、なんかアメリカとかメキシコの本当にゲロな、なんかプロスティチューツが捕まりましたみたいな感じで写真出てると、結構相当やばいよ。みんな they're like some girls are like literally super heavy, some girls are like so not attractive、but I feel like in Japan if you go to like a normal escort service、provider or whatever,なんか結構みんな細そうじゃない？だからやっぱ太めの子が好きな場合はこういうところに行かなきゃいけないんじゃない？
Yeah, I guess so.
何の話これ？
Have you seen the videos where Japanese salarymen make girls kick them in the balls?
What?
You don't know about this?
SM クラブみたいなやつってこと？
Yeah, yeah. This is like a whole different niche.
え、それやりたいな。ね、
you want to kick guys in the ball? You gotta see these videos are so it's so hard to watch. But there's these salarymen that are paying girls to kick them in the balls.
すごいね、それ。
Like full power.
え、でもその女の子はなんか何セクシーな格好してんの？それとも別に普通の格好なの？
Oh, they're wearing something.
Lingerie.
Yeah. And the guys just like.Usually the guy is just like standing there, only underwear and like black socks.
Oh. Okay.
He's
パンツ履いてないの?
No, he's wearing underwear.
Ah, okay, okay. え、パンツ履いた状態で balls を蹴られんの?
Yeah.
And they like it. And they pay for it.
I don't know. Well, yeah, they like it because they're paying the girls to do this. But this is just like...Like anything that you can think of, there's people weird enough that they're doing it. Like,
そうね。
They just, people are just all over the map with
this stuff. だって、AV とかも相当いろんな種類あるもんね。なんか超グロいやつとかさ。だから、まあ。
But to pay someone to kick you in the balls, I mean, like, girls don't understand this, but getting kicked in the balls is...Terrible. Like, yeah, it is so much worse. It's so much worse than you can imagine.
Yeah, mommy, 女の子だからちょっとあんまり想像できないけど
It's so much worse than you can imagine. Like, immediately you just double over and you curl up in a ball and you're like it's the worst thing that's ever happened in your life.
でもそれだったらちょっとやってみたい。お金もらって balls を蹴る。
You're like super...
no, I'm not, but it's just 面白いじゃん。
No, it's terrible. I don't think people should be doing that.
Yeah, 医学的にも相当やばいよね。不妊になっちゃうよ。
That's scary.
まあいろんなフェチの人がいるんだね、世の中には。はい、次。次もうちょっとマシな話。3D プリント最近話題の 3D プリンティング
Sorry about my balls tangent
最近話題の 3D プリントまあ、これ簡単に何かというと普通のプリント普通の印刷だとこう表面だけの紙とかに印刷するものなんだけどこれはこう立体のものを造形するっていうものでパソコンの 3D データを使ってこう断面的に出力してまあ、場合によるんだけど大体熱とか紫外線で固まらせて、まあ、立体のものをプリンターで作るっていう技術なんだけど、NASA とフロリダの Aerojet Rocketdyne っていう会社のプロジェクトで、3D プリンターで製作したロケットエンジンインジェクターを使った燃焼試験に初めて成功しました。 でこれは、金属の粉を溶かしながら部品を成形するっていうやり方で作ったもので、インジェクターっていうのはこうロケット燃料を噴射するところの、あの部品なんだけど、この 3D プリントを使うと普通に作るよりもコストが 70% ダウンで、今まで作るのに1年かかってたものが4ヶ月でできるようになるっていうことで、あの、まあ、この 3D プリントっていうのはあの、まあ、お金もかかるから量産品のマスプロダクションには向かないって言われてたんですけど、あのロケットの部品って別に量産するもんじゃないから、あの何これでできるんだったら今後もどんどんやっていけるんじゃないかって NASA は言ってて、過去にもロケットパーツ作ったことはあるみたいなんだけど、 これほど大事な部品を 3D プリンティングで作るっていうのは初めての試みだそうです。
They're making rocket engine parts、they as in NASA and what's that group called?、
Aerojet Rocketdyne.
Aerojet Rocketdyne?
In Florida.
And they're using, they use some sort of a powder、
yeah.
to
metal powder
produce things with this 3D printer. And there's a 70% cost saving, and they can complete the part in a third of the time, which is pretty impressive.
Right.
You're saying that it's not good for mass production. Why?
Well, they've been saying that 3D printing technology is not suited for mass production.Because I think it's because as of this moment,
it can't be cost because you said it's 70% cheaper to build the part.
No, it costs a lot of money to install this to begin with.
So the initial investment is very high.
Yeah. And、okay. I'm not really sure, but they've been saying that it's not really suited for mass production.
Yeah, how much does the machine cost?
Probably a lot. 多分今はすごい高い。けど、まあ、これからね、あの、まあ、どのテクノロジーもそうだけど、これからどんどん何コストは下がっていくわけだから。
Well, the thing is with a 3D printer is that you make the whole thing at once, right?
Yeah.
So it just prints it. Whereas an assembly line, you have individual parts that are bolted together.
Right, right.
Well, I think probably in the future it's going to be a combination of the two, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
so you would have assembly lines for 3D printed parts. Because right now they tend to try to do like the whole thing at once.
Mm.
So there are some limitations with what you can actually, you know, open the, you know, you're going to open the 3D printer and what's actually going to be in there. But if you could just 3D print parts and then use the assembly process afterwards, maybe it could be suited to mass production.
Yeah.
I don't know.
でまあ、この 3D プリントっていうのはこういう、まあ、あのロケットのパーツとかに限らず結構何でもでき何これから何にでも応用できるって言われてて、その一つが食料なんだけど、あの NASA が最近 3D のピザプリンターの開発に出資をしていて、こう 3D プリンターでピザを作るってなると、その材料はあの何粉をこう入れてそこからピザを成形するんだけど、この粉自体は30年間保存できるから、例えばその何宇宙飛行士が火星に500日間とかかけていくときに、あの食べ物を大量に持っていかなくてもこのプリンターがあればその場でまあ作れるっていう。ピザ
3D printed pizza in space、
yeah. in space yeah
that is really 贅沢
ね。
Like,
なんでピザなのかちょっとわかんないんだけど。
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a 3D printer just for the purpose of...
Pizza.
Of making this pizza.
Yeah.
Or, I guess making whatever they want to 3D print food-wise.
Yeah, そうそうそう。あの、まあ、ピザだけじゃなくて、これは今 NASA の話してるからあれだけど、あの、他の試みとしては、まあ、いろんな食べ物をもちろん、あの、応用できないかっていうのはみんな作ってるとこだけど、味とかはどうなのかはちょっとわかんないけどね。It's a whole different process of making
I'm sure it's terrible.
Pizza, so.
It's gotta be terrible.
でもさ、宇宙食とかも最近はさ、美味しくなってるって言うじゃん。
Have you tried it? Have you tried some space food?
I think so, yeah. でも、すごいちっちゃい時だよ。
Like the freeze-dried?
そうそうそう。なんかの銀のパウチに入った。
Yeah.
I think it was like brownie or something like that.
I've had the space ice cream.
え、宇宙食のアイス?
Ice cream, yeah.
え、どうなってんの?
It's not ice cream at all.
冷たいの?
No.
Oh.
It's just...
なんでアイスクリームって名前にしたのじゃ?
It's like if you... If ice cream didn't melt, and okay. it could be dry, it okay. tastes like that.
え、じゃあパサパサしてるってこと?
Yeah, yeah. Well, all of the space food is pasa pasa.
Right.
All the space food is freeze-dried, because they don't want it to have weight, and they also don't want it to take up much space.
そうだからやっぱりこういうプリンターとかで作れるようになるとね全然この宇宙飛行士の人の人的には違うんだろうけど
Yeah, you can't really cook in space, can you?
I don't think so
Yeah, that's... Yeah, you can't Because、mm-hmm. all your...
だってめっちゃ ingredients
all your shit's just flying around the spaceship You got pepperonis flying over into the laboratories.
しかもだって ingredients 持っていくだけでもすごいかさ取っちゃうじゃん。だからやっぱこういうプリンターみたいに粉とかで持っていけるものじゃないと難しいんだよきっと。でもさ、こんな何火星とかにやっぱり人を送るってので500日間とかなったらもう毎日まずいそんなパサパサのアイスとか食べてたら頭おかしくなりそうだもんね。
Yeah, like the Russians that are up there for forever.
Yeah.
What are they eating?
宇宙食じゃない
Just vodka.
Vodka.
vodka the whole time.
食べ物じゃないし。何?
Space vodka.
ピロシキ、ピロシキ。
Freeze dried vodka.
Freeze dried ピロシキ。
What's ピロシキ?
ピロシキってさ、あの、ロシアのさ、何この、揚げたパンみたいなの中にさ、なんか、お肉とか入ってる。ちょっと肉まんの中身みたいなのが入ってるやつ。
It's like a Russian 肉まん?
Yeah, sort of.知らない?美味しいよ。
No, but it's fried.
It's fried, yeah.
So it's more, it's like a, like an empanada.
Empanada っていう
餃子
よりは揚げパンみたいな感じ。
餃子 made with パン。
で、ちょっと離れた。
I'm just gonna have to try it.
あの、普通の日本のロシア料理屋さんに行けばあるよ。いやいや、freeze dry ピロシキ。そう、面白いよね。
They actually have 3D printed casts now. You know about this?
No.
So,
wow, すごいね、それ。
So what they normally do is...
Wait, cast as in, あの、何? Gibbs?
Yeah, the, for like...
あの、骨折れた時。
Immobilization of your
right,
arm
right,
or
Gibbs,
whatever.
Right, Gibbs.
Yeah. They can make those out of... They can make that using a 3D printer. And they can make...structurally much stronger ones
right right
and much lighter because they use a lot less material and so you can like one problem now is like when you get a cast on your arm it weighs a million tons
right
and so like you just have this huge bulky like I don't know and it's it can't breathe so your skin gets messed up
yeah
end up having all kinds of skin problems
yeah
But the 3D printed ones, it's like a lattice.
Huh? そんな薄いの?
Yeah.
Lettuce? Lettuce?
No, not lettuce.
What?
Lattice.
Oh.
lattice is the right word, right? It's like a... You know those, the covering on a peach or like melons?
皮ってこと?果物の皮?
No. Not 皮. The covering. The foam.
Ah!
The white foam.
Hi.
So when you go to the
みたいなやつね。
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
So when you're at the supermarket and you're buying melons.
Okay.
They have this foam.
Right.
Lattice.
白いやつ。
Like a net.
Okay.
It looks like a soccer net.
There's a name for that thing?
I don't know what it's called. The foam thing. The thing on the melons.
But he just called it lattice.
Lattice is just a structural description. You use the word lattice to describe like crystals or like graphite. It's like a material science
term. 繊維ってこと?
Okay.
Anyways. そのギブスがその、あの、果物によくついかかってるこの白いふわふわの。
Yeah. But it's super hard.
Okay.
So it's like...Yeah, this is such a bad description. I'm terrible. I'm sorry. But it's like the net thing on a melon. Katai version.
Okay.
On your arm or on your leg or whatever.
So you're,
and so your skin doesn't get messed up.
Right.
It's super lightweight.
Mm.
It's super strong.
Mm-hmm.
Super effective. It's like the perfect application for 3D
printing. Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
ね、3D プリンターちょっとこれからも注目していきたいところですね。次、マイケルの番。
In Texas, Arlington, Texas, at Six Flags, a woman fell out of a roller coaster, the Texas Giant roller coaster, and was killed by the fall. And she was riding this roller coaster with her son and her daughter. Yeah.
アメリカのテキサスの遊園地、Six Flags っていう名前の遊園地なんだけど、そこで、女性が、娘と息子と一緒にジェットコースターに乗ってたところ転落して死亡しました。であれだよね、1時間100キロのスピード。
So the roller coaster is pretty high performance roller coaster. It has a top speed of 105 kilometers per hour, a 79 degree drop, I think 3turns that are more than 90 degrees, and it was originally constructed in 1990 out of wood, and then it was later reinforced with steel or metal in
2009. 1990年に木製で作ったものを2009年に、まあ、金属製にしたってことなんだけど、原因なんで落ちたかって分かってんのこれって。
So this woman was actually expressing concern to the park staff, the staff at that ride, that her
belt,
safety belt, or bar, or her safety restraint, wasn't secured properly.
Okay.
So she told the people at the park, like, I don't think this is secured properly. And then the guy there said, well, as long as it clicks, you're good.
Right.
And so she was like, oh, well, okay.
怖っ。
And then the roller coaster started. And then on one of the sharp turns, she just tumbled out of the roller coaster.
Oh, my God.
Fell. And her kids were screaming.
じゃあ、振り払われちゃったってことでしょ？その turn で。
I believe it was during one of the sharp turns.
Oh my god, 怖すぎ。
Because when it's turning, it's also like it banks really hard too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my god.
So she
just fell off. Can you imagine? Like
falling out of a roller coaster?
Yeah, なんかいつもマミね、自分がジェットコースター乗るとき一瞬ちょっと思うの、なんかこれ。これで死にたくないなみたいな思わない？あの、especially, okay, I'm sorry, Disneyland people. I know you guys don't want me to talk about it, but Space Mountain, 日本のさ、ディズニーランドのスペースマウンテンで昔人死んだじゃん。だから、あのディズニーランド行ってスペースマウンテン乗るときいつもちょっと考えんの。ちょっと一瞬それを思い出して毎回、
yeah.
これで死にたくないなって思うんだけど。みんなさ、自分には起きないだろうなと思って乗るわけじゃん。You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if I thought I was gonna die, I wouldn't ride it, of course.
Right. だから自分には起きないなと思って乗ってるのにさ、しかもこの娘と息子もこれみんな何落ちてるところを目撃しちゃったわけじゃん。
That Space Mountain is pretty scary though. And people, they say don't stick your arms up.
Yeah.
But everybody
does, yeah.
Sticks their arms up.
Yeah.
And so I was actually really afraid of sticking my arm. I wasn't afraid of falling out. But I was really scared of putting my arms up in Space Mountain. Because my arms are a lot longer than 日本人の arms.
Right.
手長ざる。
Yeah.
So I was thinking...So my friends are telling me like, oh, you're such a pussy. Just put your arms up. Like,
yeah.
Put your arms up. Stop being a pussy. And I'm thinking like, hey, my arms are longer than yours. So just because you can put your arms up doesn't mean that my arms aren't going to get chopped off.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I like put my arms up, I still won't put my arms up on that ride.
Because
you can't see.
いやそうね、普通のはね明るいから見えてるけど、スペースマウンテン暗いからね、でもまあさ、まあ手がチョップドアフも嫌だけど、このターンで落ちるも相当嫌だよ。
Yeah, it's terrible. And they have accidents like this sometimes. It does happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At theme parks.
Yeah.
Those roller coasters, they're not completely safe.
Yeah, no. No.
But neither is riding a train, I guess.
Yeah.
Neither is driving a car. Pretty much everything that we do can kill us.
いやまあそうね、そう、電車に乗るとかもそうだしさ、バンジージャンプとかスカイダイビングとかも何事故結構多いけどさ。
So the woman that fell out of that roller coaster, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but she is a very large woman.
Okay.
So that might explain why、mm. the
thing didn't work.
The fastening、mm. I don't know if it was a belt or the bar that comes down and、mm. latches down or whatever.But, you know, those are designed for people within a certain range.
Right, right.
So, if she was too large, that was not going to be able to secure her in the seat,、
mm.
then obviously the park staff should have told her not to get on the ride.
Yeah, definitely. まあでもそれはそれで訴えられたりするんだろうから結構大変だね、アメリカだと。Mm. あの、アメリカのさ、あ、そう、今思い出したんだけど、アメリカのスペースマウンテン、yeah. at least the Florida one, あれ一人乗りじゃん。日本のって二人掛けだけどさ。
Really? I haven't、yeah. been to Florida.
あのフロリダのディズニーワールドのスペースマウンテンはこう一人掛けなんだけど、だからこう太ってる人は入れないの。普通にちっちゃいから。だからあの
You mean in the Japanese one?
No, the Florida one.
Oh.
Because it's for one person, right?
Okay.
And it's kind of ちっちゃい。
Yeah.
だから太ってる人は乗れませんみたいな感じだった。
But I mean,
でもアメリカなのにと思ってそれちっちゃかったんだけど疑問だ。
I'm totally speculating.
Right, right, right.
That the bar or whatever that secures her to yeah, the roller coaster could have failed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For anyone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally speculating.
ね、ちょっとまあでも。
In 1999, a raft capsized at one of these theme parks, injuring 10 people. And in 2006, also in Texas.A ride malfunctioned, where it was like a swing thing, and it suddenly decelerated, and then、okay. all the cars, or the things that people ride in on the swing thing, like slammed into each other.
Oh my god!
And then just last week, in Ohio, on one of these boat rides, the boat actually rolled over, injuring all 7
oh my god.
people that were riding it. So they're.These aren't actually that uncommon. These,、mm-hmm. Because the thing about trains and cars and all this stuff is they're much more, like there's safety tests and then all the cars are the same.、
Yeah.
So if you buy this car, then you know that it can withstand this sort of impact and all this.
Yeah,
But
I mean,
these、
like、
rides are getting too creative and just way out there and they're all unique.
Yeah, and I mean like, 人が点検するものだからね、どうしても。そういう不具合とかでしかも結構同じものを何年も使ってるわけじゃん、mm. So, but, でも確かに木製のジェットコースター怖いよね。なんか LA かどっかにさ、なんだっけ、whatever Nuts Berry Farm?
What?
This like
何それ、
なんか LA かどっかにあるでっかい遊園地ですごい古い木製のジェットコースターがあって、
yeah.
それ乗ったことあるんだけど、なんかすごい古いの本当に、で全部木でできてて違う意味で怖かった。普通のジェットコースターの意味じゃなくて、えこれ大丈夫みたいな。
Well, one thing is that they do the safety inspections on these things somewhat regularly.
Right, right.
But things can always fail in between the safety inspections.
Mm.
So you do the safety inspection, everything's okay.Then it's being used. Then something fails. Well, someone might get caught in between those safety inspections.
Mm.
It happens.
Right.
You know, so there's always going to be some sort of a risk associated with getting on these crazy things.
Yeah, なんかさ、あの、飛行機とか電車とかだと、こう、点検してる人もさ、なんていうの？こう、命を預かってるなって思ってるじゃん。But I feel like in theme parks, like people could kind of forget about that. Do you know what I mean? Like people who are operating those rides and stuff, or そのなんかさ、あの発車する前に点検してるスタッフとかいるじゃん。それが結構バイトだったりするじゃん。Like for example, 例えばあの飛行機だったらこうベルトチェックする人とかってさ、客室乗務員だからバイトとかじゃないじゃん。ちゃんと they're all trained, right?
Yeah, that belt, the belt or whatever's fastening you to a roller coaster is way more important than the belt on an airplane.
そうでしょ?
In my opinion.
Yeah, だから
If you fall out, like
you're
done.
Yeah.
You're done.
だからなんかそういう意識の差みたいなのもあるのかもね。
But I mean, on an airplane, even if your your seatbelt can be fastened, but if the plane crashes, like it doesn't really make that much of a difference, Chennai.
It does, Michael.
Okay, so this plane falls out of the sky from 40,000 feet, wings snap off. It doesn't matter if you have your seatbelt fastened.
It does, because you could fall out of your seat and hit your head on the ceiling and break your neck.
Oh, that it would be so terrible if I broke my neck before the airplane just exploded like a.
I mean, okay, if it exploded, then
of course.
I'm saying
like the survival rate for like serious plane crashes, it's not like oh you didn't fasten your seatbelt so you died.
Yeah, 今ね、今ちょっとデータないからあれだけど it does make a huge difference. I mean, I've read it before. だからあの寝てる時も毛布の上から閉めてくださいって言うじゃん。
It's like.
It is important. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, it can make a difference is what I'm saying. On an airplane, it can make a difference. Sometimes it won't make a difference. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, but you mean compared to roller coaster?
On a roller coaster, it's always making a difference.
Right? Yeah.
It's more important. Well, it's a ridiculous comparison. Just fasten your seatbelt either way. But what I'm saying is that...
Yeah, I see your point, though.
But the inspection and the regulating for roller coasters isn't nearly as strict as it is for airplanes, right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that it's inadequate.
Yeah.
At the theme park.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying don't fasten your seatbelt on a plane.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, nah. Yeah, I mean, you know, theme parks and their baito and everybody, you know, need to keep this in mind that, you know, this is important.
You know what else is dangerous is those the fake waves at those water parks.
さあ、あのボディーボードとかやるやつでしょ?
Yeah.
あれさ、いつもすごいポロリすんだけど。あれさ、普通にできる人、女の子さ、みんなどうしてんのあれ。いつも不思議なんだけど、あの波超激しいじゃん。
Yeah, that's so dangerous.
あれポロリなしで乗れることないよ。
Well, the reason why it's so dangerous is because it's not sand, right?
Sorry, my alarm.
You got your alarm going in.
Yeah.
And shit. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, it's not sand.
Ah, 床が?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Concrete だもんね、大体。
Yeah.
日本にあるあれ。
Yeah, they used to have one called Wild Blue in Yokohama.
Ah, okay.
And I used to go there when I was a kid.
It's a bodyboard, yo. Not surfing, right? It's just...
I don't know. I was so scared of the waves, though. So I would be in the water. And then they'd, like, tell everyone that, oh, we're going to do the big waves now.
Okay.
So all of us would negate it because... There was a kid from my school who actually lost a testicle.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he got...
What?
He got hit by one of the big waves.
And?
And he fell onto that fake sand, janayatsu, that rough ground.
Okay.
And the water dragged him, and he lost a testicle.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I was so scared. Every time we went there, I was like,
でも、まあ確かに危ないよね。あのさ、ミュンヘンの、あの、大きい公園、イングリッシュガーデンっていう大きい公園があるんだけど、有名な。そこにも、あの、こう、サーファーが練習できるフェイクのこう、波があって、あの、何、そんな都会の公園にそんなものがあること自体がすごい珍しいんだけど、なんかビデオとかあったらちょっと見てみてほしいんだけど、それもかなり、なんていうの、人工で作ってるから、一歩間違えるともう頭とかを石に強打するみたいな。 It's so different from the actual like ocean, right? Or anything. 狭いし.
Yeah. Well, even the actual ocean is super dangerous.
Yeah, so like
I don't know why we're making these extra dangerous fake ones.
もうみんな海でやった方がいいよ.
Yeah. Go to the beach. Bone blood flow analysis has determined that dinosaurs were far too active to be cold-blooded animals.
Cold-blooded.
According to a study done by the University of Adelaide.
Oh, that's Australia, right?
Sure.
アデレードの大学の研究によって、まあ、今まで恐竜っていうのは、変温動物、爬虫類みたいな変温動物だと思われてきたんですけど、それにしてはちょっとアクティブすぎるということで、高温動物、温血動物なんではないかっていう、研究結果が出ました。
Yeah, Adelaide is in Australia actually. Yeah, so there's been a lot of debate about whether or not dinosaurs were cold-blooded or warm-blooded. But I think they're right. I think they're right this time. Okay, that doesn't really make sense, but I'm not a scientist. But it makes sense to me. Because reptiles are not very active.
そうだね。
Right? Even, like, most reptiles are just hanging out. So what they did in the study is they analyzed the blood flow to these bones, because I guess they have, well, the fossilized bones, they've been able to determine that these dinosaurs were fairly active animals.
でもこれで恐竜が全部哺乳類と同じ温血動物だっていうことになると、かなりいろんなことが変わるよね。
Well, they had been theorizing for a long time that they were related to birds, and birds are warm-blooded.
Right.なんかさ最近の研究で結構こう恐竜は毛が生えてたみたいなの多いけど温血動物だとしたらまあ確かにって感じだよね。
I don't know what the decision is regarding the feathers, but they know that some dinosaurs had feathers.
Yeah.
They don't know if all dinosaurs had feathers.
Feather っていうかもう fur みたいな。
Fur?
Yeah.
Really?
It's not even feathers, it's like fur.なんかティラノサウルスとかだから何この変温動物だとすると毛が生えてるって言われるとちょっとどういうことって思うけど温血動物だとするとそんなに別にサプライジングではないよね。
What's interesting is that a lot of reptiles have different mechanisms built into their bodies for regulating temperature. So like what is that? It's not a dinosaurBut it's a reptile that was alive during the dinosaur period.
Ah, right, right.
Is it the Dimetrodon? I think it is. It's a very low profile dinosaur where the legs come out the sides.
ワニみたいな感じ。
Yeah. If the legs come out the sides, it's not a dinosaur. For dinosaurs, the legs come out of the bottom.
Michael がね、今手を使って説明してくれてんだけど、これ。
No one can see what I'm doing.
Yeah. マミしか見えない。
I look like an idiot. I don't know why I'm doing
it. すごいわかりやすい恐竜のモノマネだったんだけど、みんなに見せられないのが残念。
Use your imagination. But yeah, that dinosaur had a fin on the back to regulate temperature. I don't know what I'm talking about. Didn't the Stegosaurus has those plates on the back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are cooling fins, right?
それ一個の説じゃない? I mean,
yeah, one theory.
Yeah. Yeah.They don't know exactly, but 一個の説としてはまあそうね、ステゴサウルス。
Yeah, we don't really know anything about dinosaurs.
So
we've known about their existence for so long, and we still don't know whether they were cold-blooded or warm-blooded.
ね。
Isn't that weird?
確かに。
Seems like we would have figured that out by now.
そこかよって感じだよね。そこ一番のさ、なんかコアな部分じゃん。
We don't know if they had feathers or not. We don't know if they were warm-blooded or cold-blooded. We don't know if T-Rex was...walking like with his body oriented horizontally or if he was upright.
でもまあ何最近ほらやっと色がちょっとまあ種類によるけど色が分かるようになったりとかもしてるからね。かなり進んではいる。
Change it again.
Yeah, but at least we're making a progress, right? 何一応どんどん何研究に入れて、マミちっちゃい時ずっとねその考古学者になりたかったんだよね。
So you know your dino stuff.
I love dinosaurs. 恐竜大好
き。 So you know that brontosaurus isn't real now.
Yeah. あとトリケラトプスとかもさ、なんかいっぱい種類があると思われてたんだけど、実は種類が違うんじゃなくて子供と大人なだけだったとかさ。
The triceratops was the young one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the triceratops, they thought it was a different dinosaur, but actually the structure of that dinosaur's skull would change very dramatically at a certain point in its age.
そうそう。そうだから今いる生き物だとどうだろうっていうふうに比較して恐竜のことを調べてるから、今いる動物には考えられない成長の仕方とかをしてると、やっぱりどうしてもうちらの今のうちらには分かんないんだよね。だから何そういうトリケラトプスとか分かるまでにもこんなにも時間がかかるけど。
Dinosaurs might be the craziest discovery of all time.
Yeah, yeah. なんかみんなさ普通に教科書とかに出てくるから、へえ恐竜ねみたいな感じにしてるけどさ、あれが実際ここにいたって思うと相当すごいよね。
Yeah. For a long time, way longer than us.
Yeah.
Way longer than us.
Yeah.
They were around for millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
We've only been around, like modern humans have only been around for maybe 10,000.
I guess.
10,000-ish years.
Mm-hmm.
Like weird primitive versions of us have existed for a long time, but modern humans, it's crazy that dinosaurs were around for that long, and it doesn't really seem like they ever figured anything out.Right.
まあね、そうね。わかんないけどね。わかんないけど。
Dinosaurs never got like super smart and figured out how to build anything. Even after millions of years, T-Rex still had these useless little arms and he's not doing anything with them.
That's, there are, でもそれについて結構説あるよ。
His arms?
うん。何に使ってたか。あの、一番最近見たやつは、あの何セックスに使ってたっていう
T-Rex、
うん、
His arms
いやあの交尾するときに動物ってこう上からオスが上から乗るわけじゃん。
I knew you were gonna make this sexual like
come on
I can talk about T-Rex and you'll bring up sex
違うのあのねディスカバリーチャンネルかなんかであの何恐竜のセックスについてのなんか特集みたいなのがあってその中でなんかこの T-Rex のこの短い手は何に使ってたかっていう説のうちの一つがだからそのメスをこうなんてに乗ってる時に体重支えるために使ってたっていう説とかあと食べ物を食べる時にちょっと抑えてたとかなんかまあいろんなね説があるから
I think he just uses his arms for everything, no? To get up to scratch his
To get up?
かゆいとこI don't know.
え、超短いよ、でも。全然届かないじゃん。
To stand up. If T-Rex falls over, how is he going to stand up? He needs his little arms, right? I wonder if they even...
Yeah.
If they're strong
届く?
enough.
届く?
Can T-Rex do a push-up?
Yeah. え、なんかもう鼻で立ち上がった方が早そうじゃない?頭でかいじゃん。
Maybe when T-Rex fell over, it was... That's it. 終わり。
もう死ぬ。
Like a turtle.Because turtles are like that.
でもそれダサいじゃん。ティラノサウルスそれダサい。
A turtle has, in my eyes, it seems like a turtle has better odds of flipping itself over than a T-Rex. Because look at a T-Rex's body. And imagine if it's lying down. How is it going to get up? Its tail, maybe? Just like...
うん、尻尾あるからね。
Squirm around until it's like standing.
Yeah, maybe. だってさ、てかまあそもそも倒れることがあんまなさそうだけど、でも倒れてそのままってちょっとあまりにも恥ずかしくない?あんなでかいのに。てかだったらもっとさ、それで立ち上がれないんだったら手が長くなるように進化しそうじゃない?
It's crazy that they're so big.
うん、ね。全部でかかったんだよね。トンボとかもさ。
It seems like they have to be warm-blooded because can you be that big and be cold-blooded?
でも酸素の濃度が今と違うからさ、何今の常識と違いすぎてわかんない。でも確かにあのそういう変温動物の何今存在してるトカゲとかを見ると、ほとんどイグアナとかさこう動かないじゃん。もう 止まってる、yeah. 石みたいに止まってるじゃん、
yeah.
だからこう何その血流とかを何このアデレードの人たちが調べてこうすごいアクティブに動いてたんだとしたらでしかもそういうファーとかさついてたとしたら、mm-hmm. 確かに言われてみるとうちらみたいに温血動物ですって言われた方が、well, it makes sense
in the study that they were talking about how like muscle power and endurance、mm-hmm.That reptiles don't have any endurance.
Mm.
They get tired really quickly.
Mm.
Like alligators explode, like in the moment,
mm.
but they can't run long distances. But if you look at other animals, like bears, bears will chase you all day. Like right. bears are very active. They hibernate, but bears are active. Cats are active.
Mm.
Like lions and tigers and all that other.
Mm.
Animal stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really interesting. なんかどんどん変わるじゃん説が。
Mm.
あの何技術の発達によって。
It's cool that they were here because dinosaurs are basically aliens.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we know what aliens look like. They're dinosaurs.
そう
だよ。 And that's how different they are in very similar circumstances.、
Mm.
They can be so different.、
Mm.
You know, so on a different planet, it must be ridiculous.
ね、だって今さ、なんか何、どっかの惑星で怪獣がいっぱい住んでる惑星がありましたって言ったら、みんなこうなんか、嘘だみたいになるじゃん。だけど、昔それが実際にもう事実としてあったわけじゃん。
Yeah.
と思うと面白いよね。
Those little ones are scary.
Like Jurassic Park?
Yeah, the Jurassic Park.
あの、
エリマキ
トカゲみたいなやつでしょ? That kills the fat guy?
Yeah, that one's scary too.
Yeah.
But I mean like the little green ones, the tiny green ones.
ああ、群がってくるやつ。
That like jump on you. And,
Jurassic Park 懐かしい。
Apparently the Velociraptor was much smaller than they show in the movie.
Okay.
Like the real Velociraptor was much smaller.So Jurassic Park was just lying to us.
Well,
not lying, but they had not the best information.
Hmm.
Yeah, they were making shit up though. They were like, if you don't move, T-Rex won't see you. Like, who knows?
Yeah, obviously. だってさ、なんか途中で、あれ何？ジュラシックパーク2だか3だかでさ、ラプターもっといっぱい出てくるじゃん。
Yeah,
well,
and they get really smart.
Like, yeah, and they're like smiling at each other and everything. So, you know.
And they talk.
だからまああんまりリアリティはちょっと期待しちゃいけないけど。Okay.
Noise pollution is next.
Okay.
And so they've figured out that noise pollution costs Europe $30.8 billion per year.And it increases your blood pressure, it shortens your life, it reduces office productivity by 66%, it interferes with your learning, your concentration. Apparently it's a big problem.
Noise pollution, 騒音の話なんだけど、まあ、この騒音っていう問題は、ヨーロッパで300億ドルの、まあ、損害を出していると言われてて、例えばその、まあ、この騒音、生活騒音によって、まあ、こう血圧が上がったり、まあ、早死にしたり、例えば会社の何オフィスの中がなんかうるさかったら 66% ぐらい生産性が下がったりだとか、まあ、こういろんな害があると言われています。
So they're making a lot of really crazy products to fill the demand in this marketSo, some of the products are silent musical instruments, ultra-quiet cars, silent air conditioning, silent alarm clocks, refrigerators, silent chainsaws, like anything that you can think of that makes noise, they make a quiet version.
まあ要はこう、何にしろ音を、まあ、騒音とかなんか出ちゃう、何あの家電とかの音が出ちゃうやつをもうなるべく音が出ないようにするっていう動きが高まっている。サイレントアラームってすごいよね。
Yeah, the silent alarm is it simulates sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
So you have it next to your bed,
mm-hmm.
and it's, so your room is dark, and so it's off.
Mm.
But at a certain time, so let's say 7:30 in the morning, it starts to glow and slowly get brighter as if the sun was coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really dumb though. もうカーテン開ければいいじゃん。
No, but in Japan it gets bright super early. Like 5:30 a.m. it's bright.
でもマミそれで起きてるよ。だから6時くらいに。
何、自然の光で。Yeah, but you want to be able to time it, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
あの、飛行機の最近あの航空機の中にそれつけてる航空会社何個かあるよね。あの、何、時差ボケをなるべくひどくならないように。
You mean the noise canceling?
Well, noise canceling too. That too.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about this alarm thing. あの、何、時差ボケをなるべくなくすために、あの、こう 太陽光じゃないけど、何、自然の光の強さで、だんだんだんだん明るくしたり、だんだんだんだん暗くしたりして、何、体を慣れさせるみたいな。そうすると、着いた時に、こう、時差が少ない。まあ、あと騒音ももちろん、あの、なんか、何、騒音を防止するカーペットとか、騒音を防止する壁とかをつけて、エンジンの音が、こう、客室に流れない、あまり聞こえないようにするとか。The
new cars are really quiet.
そうね、電気自動車とかね。
I've almost gotten hit by a Prius.
Just
because it was so quiet. Like, I'm just looking ahead, and this Prius is, like, turning.
And
you don't hear it.
だからあれ売ってるじゃんね。あの、その電気自動車とかにつける音、車の音が出る装置みたいな。
Oh, it comes with it. They're required to have it,
though,
I think.
Right? Really?
I think they're required to have.
Now?
Yeah. So that's why when you hear like the Nissan Leaf or whatever drive by, it's like, or whatever.
Yeah.
That weird like high pitched noise.
あれつけてくれないとだって聞こえないからね。
It sounds like a spaceship.
惹かれる。 あとなんだっけさっきの。
Chainsaw?
Silent chainsaw.
Yeah, battery-powered chainsaw. Because normal chainsaws, there's a motor.
Yeah. それでブルンブルン音するんだもんね。 Texas chainsaw の やつも。
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. If he went with the electric one, he'd kill way more people.
そうだよね。超静かだもんね。
Yeah. まあ。 Giving people bad ideas right now.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Don't try it at home.
面白いね。サイレント。まあそうだよね。家電もね、あの冷蔵庫とかも今のすごい静かだし、あと洗濯機もさ、私あの、ちょっと新しい洗濯機なんだけど今、静かすぎて、あの、え、なんかちゃんと動いてるかなって思っちゃうぐらい。あの、ガタンガタンとかさ、すごいうるさいの使ってたから最近まで。新しいって本当に不安になるぐらい静か。ありがたいけど。My
refrigerator is pretty noisy.
あ、そう?
Yeah. It's the only thing I can hear in my apartment. Oh. Everything else is pretty quiet.
エアコンとかも最近静かだもんね。
あとは、パソコンとか。だってさ、昔覚えてる?あの、インターネット繋ぐときさ、あの、ピーって音してたじゃん。あれとかもうないもんね。 Well, you can turn that off. That's just coming from the computer, right?
のなんかあのダイヤルみたいな。ピポポポポポポみたいな電話みたいなさ。だから昔は超うるさかったんだよ。New
laptops are much quieter than the old ones.
Right。だから昔どんなうるさかったんだよって話じゃない?冷蔵庫もうるさいしさ、洗濯機もうるさいし、エアコンもすごい音だしさ、で、扇風機とかもさ。Oh god.
Clocks.
マミね、時計のあの秒針のカチカチカチカチっていうのが無理なの。だから家に置いてないもん。
Yeah.
あと腕時計とかもカチカチカチカチになってるともう無理。
Yeah, I had to. Yeah, a lot of people remove that.
秒針?
Yeah, one of my friends, I'm not going to say who it is, but you know who you are. She removed the second hand from her clock because she thought it would make the clock quiet. But that the gear, the little thing inside the clock is still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
動いてるじゃん。うん、
so it's, 意味ない。
So now she can't tell, now she can't see what the seconds are, and it's noisy.
最悪じゃん。Yeah, かわいそう。
It's terrible.
そう。そうね。あれを折ったからって音が鳴らないわけじゃないから。そう、でもあれ本当に。
I thought it was so funny.
あれ本当に無理。うるさいの本当に無理。
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I had to get a new computer.
特にあとあの何、都内に住んでる人はさ、こう住んでる場所によってこう車の音とかさ、
Yeah, like here.
Yeah, here そうそうそう。あ、そうそうそう。みんなももう前聞こえてたと思うけど、yeah. 車の音とかね、結構する。
今も聞こえる。
ね。でもちょっとマイク2つになったから、みんなにはあまりもう聞こえないかな。Yeah.
It's gone now.You'll still be able to hear lightning.
そうだね。またあのすごあの雷相当すごかったけどね。またあんな感じがあればみんなまた聞こえる。
Lightning はしょうがないよ。
どうもできないからね。そうマイケルが超頑張ってオーディオアップグレードしてるんだけど、なんか結構みんな気づいてもらってよかったね。
Yeah.
音良くなったって言ってもら
った。Still working on it.
ね、まだいろいろ問題はあるけど頑張ります。というわけで引き続き Twitter と Facebook でコメントとか質問とかあったらぜひ話しかけてください。
iTunes too。
だいたいねマミが Twitter 返してるんだけど、一回ねなんかなんだマミかみたいな、がっかりされたの。
Why?
マイケルじゃなかったみたいな、わかんない。ちょっとねちょっとへこんだ。ちょっとへこんだ。マイケルレアキャラだからね。
I got the someone telling me they think I look like
They
imagine that I look like Pharrell Williams.
そうだ、ツイッターでね言ってくれた人がね。
全然違う。
そう、マイケルのことをファレル・ウィリアムズの顔を想像してますって言ってくれた人、あなた。
Yeah, I'm not British either.
全然。そう、あのさ、マミの見た目を想像しましたみたいな、なんか説がありますみたいな、あの記事というかブログの記事書いてくれた人がいたんだけど、あのそこでマイケルがイギリス人だって書かれて、全然イギリス人じゃないです。
yeah, あの、sorry.
アクセントも全然、あのそう一応なんかねこう、あ2人のアクセントはどこのですかみたいな、たまに何かが聞かれたんだけど、
Actually someone just told me yesterday、
うん、
that I sound like I'm from the Bahamas.
Bahamas?
A guy from the Bahamas told me that.
What?
Yeah, I don't knowI've never been to the Bahamas, so I don't know.
そう、マミもわかんないから。
I don't really hang out with people from the Bahamas in general. Yeah. So.
でも絶対にイギリスではないよね。
I'm closer to Bahamas than England.
Yeah. びっくりしたね。イギリス人と思われるマイケルみたいな。あとマミの見た目も想像してくれたのはありがたいんだけど、全然違うから。
Oh yeah.
あのギャルじゃないからね、マミ見た目。
Not anymore.
女子高生ぐらいの時はね若干ギャルっぽかったけど、
うん、
そうそんな感じで、まあちょっとでもみんながいろいろ妄想してくれてるのは嬉しい、嬉しいっていうか嬉しい恥ずかしいみたいな。Pharrell Williams。
Yeah, I was laughing so hard when I saw that.
そう、もうみんなの、あのコメントとかを見て笑わせてもらってますいつも。はい、なのであとそうね、 iTunes のレビューもまた増えててありがとう。
Yeah, thank you for that
ね、thank you, thank you, thank you. So, また来週かな？
今週じゃない？
今週だね。今週中。
Yeah. We're trying to do like every 4 days.
そう。そう、その新しい試み。Yeah. うん。だいたい、まあ、ちょっと適当だけど、だいたい4日に1回、4日おきぐらいには、あの、アップロードしようかなと思ってるんで、はい。まあ、ちょっと変わる変、こうすることもあるかもしれないけど、マイケルがまた病気になったりとかね。
No, I'm doing it even if I'm sick.
そうだね、確かに。
Yeah. I'm a soldier.
You're a soldier. British Pharrell Williams looking soldier. Alright. Alright, people.
以上です。
Have a nice week. じゃあね。
Bye.